This is Steve Stunder, and this is Pay Attention. I wanted to take a quick minute before I got started to give a shout out to one of my colleagues who has also started a podcast. So if you're looking to expand your knowledge on financial literacy and economic empowerment, listen to Your 18, Now What? This podcast gives practical advice on credit, investing, job searches, and other real-world things. And it's hosted by my friend and colleague, Dr. Catherine Gilstein. So please give that podcast a chance and let yourself go into the world of financial literacy. So you can find that on all of your podcast platforms. Today, I wanted to spend a little bit of time talking about the term okay. We say this all the time, but what does that actually mean? People ask us all the time, are you okay? And a lot of the times we just say, yes, we're okay. But what does that actually mean? And is okay okay? And I'm going to say, yes, it is. I want you to think about all the days in your life. And how many of them are amazing? How many of them are terrible? And how many of them are just okay? I think we get lost sometimes in looking for huge things in the everyday. And one of the things we don't take into account is the idea that sometimes life's just okay. If you think about all the incredible meals you've had in your life, maybe you can count them on one hand or two, but think about how many of them are, they're okay. They're adequate. They do the job. And I think that part of what we end up doing, and I mentioned this a little bit a few pods ago, is just waiting for all amazing things to happen all the time, and then we're disappointed when they don't. There's nothing wrong with hoping for amazing things in life. There's nothing wrong with bracing for when life may not go your way. But we have to embrace the okay. It's very different than mediocrity. We hear the term mediocrity and we associate that with being something bad, settling, and just being mediocre. It's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that some mornings we wake up and we just feel okay. And that's okay. It's okay just to feel okay. We don't have to feel incredible. We don't have to feel horrible. Most of the days in our life fall somewhere in the middle. But the psychology of it is that we think there's something wrong with that. We think there's something we're not doing. We think there's something we're missing. I used to be a school counselor, and some days I would go to work and there would be 100,000 things happening in the school that day. Other days I would go to work and it was as if I wasn't even there, I don't think anybody would notice. I would get from the very beginning of the day to the end of the day and nothing, we'll call it, happened. And I stopped and I thought about that for a second and I was like, is my entire job predicated upon the fact that something bad's going to happen today? Sometimes it's just okay. Sometimes that day goes by where nothing happens. Nothing changes. It's part of a greater whole. I think if we're able to look at life as part of a greater whole, it kind of gives us a sense that we're not always waiting for something. Something will eventually happen. Something good will eventually happen. But unfortunately, as people, we oftentimes look at something bad is going to happen. What if it's just okay? What if you get up today and you feel pretty good? You go to your job, you hang out with your kids, you do something with your partner, you do something by yourself, and it's just okay. You go to a movie and it's okay. You get something to eat and it's okay. You have a cup of coffee and it's okay. Honestly, I would argue that the okay makes when something's great even better. You know, you get that exceptional latte one day and you're like, wow, this is great. You teach a class and you're like, wow, I feel like people learned today. I think oftentimes we associate some level of success with if we're okay or not. And then there's the other side of it, when we determine that we're not okay. And that's a little bit harder. It's a little bit harder to accept that you're not okay because we think we have to be okay all the time. And when we're not feeling our best, we don't want to communicate that. We don't want to communicate that in our relationship. We don't want to communicate it at our job. We're afraid to admit that maybe we're not okay. And that's when you have to find the people in your life that you can be not okay with. Friends, coworkers, your partner, your kids, whoever. The people that make you feel safe. Because when you feel okay, sometimes we think we have to be better than that. And when we feel not okay, we think it's wrong in some way. And we have to give ourselves the opportunity to feel all of those things. We have to give ourselves the chance to feel great. We have to give ourselves the chance to feel just okay. And then we have to allow ourselves to feel not okay. And we also have to be in a place where we think we can communicate that to someone. So you have to find who that is. It could be one person. It could be more than one person. You kind of want to keep that circle small. We don't need to tell everyone we're not okay. But knowing that there are people in our life who will accept us when we're doing great and we're doing medium and we're doing not okay. But the journey from not okay to great, I think, is one that we also lose a little bit because we think we have to go from feeling terrible to feeling amazing. And if we don't, there's something wrong with us. Sometimes it's a slow journey. Sometimes if we've gone through something traumatic or something difficult, it takes a little while for us to get to feeling what we'll call exceptional. And what is even the definition of that? I'm a big believer in defining things. When people say, I feel great, I feel okay, I feel not okay, my follow-up question is always, well, what does that mean? Because it means something different to everyone. And we have to give ourselves a little bit of a break when it comes to how it is we feel. Because some days we're not going to have it, and that's okay. And some days we do. That's also okay. And some days we less than don't have it, and that's okay too. All of it is. Okay is okay. And I think one of the biggest issues we have as people is we put unrealistic expectations on how we are supposed to feel because everyone around us doesn't communicate how they feel. And if people did that more, I've said this numerous times, we would all feel a little better because we would look around at the people around us and recognize that we're all just doing our best. But nobody wants to say that. Nobody wants to say, I'm not doing okay today. Nobody wants to say, I'm not good at this task or this job, or I'm struggling a little bit with something. We are taught not to say these things. And my question is, why? Because if all of us operated with the understanding that most of the time we're just okay, I think we'd feel a little bit better about it. I'm a big believer in progress being defined by each person. I mean, you could get a group of people in a room and ask them what their idea of progress is, and you would get a variety of answers. Because progress is different to different people, and feeling okay is different to different people. And I think we get lost a little bit in what we think we're supposed to do and what we think we're supposed to feel. And we don't think about how we actually feel and how that fits because we're trying to place our feelings and our idea of where we are in life up against what other people are doing most of the time. We look around at the people around us and we think, they must be doing great for all the reasons we already know. What people tell us, what people put on social media. Remember, again, we get the best version of what everybody's thinking and feeling and doing. And we don't often get what people are struggling with. And that is a difficult thing to navigate, because when you don't feel okay, you're trying to grasp for any shred of, I'm making some kind of progress. And sometimes the answer is, maybe today I'm not. And that's okay. You don't have to make progress every day. You don't have to be doing something every single day. I struggle with this sometimes. I struggle with, there's a period of time that I'll call open, and I think to myself, what should I be doing? Where should I be going? Should I be doing some sort of responsibility right now? Should I be making something or cleaning something or going somewhere or exercising? Sometimes it's okay to just not do anything. But we're not built that way. We're built to think that if we slow down, that's not okay. Now, you can't do that for days and days at a time. You can do it for an hour, two, an afternoon. Sometimes it's just okay to do that. Because okay is okay. So how do we evaluate how we are feeling? We want to make sure that we're not putting how we're feeling up against what other people are doing. We want to center ourselves on what we see as progress. We want to recognize and understand that every day of our life is not going to be exceptional. Sometimes they are. Sometimes amazing things happen. But if you look at life as a continuum of these little dots, and when bad things happen, they're just little dots on a very, very long timeline. And there may be a period of time where you just feel okay, and that's great. There may be a period of time where you don't feel okay. That's okay too. Share that with someone. Share with someone that you're not okay. And we're not always looking for solutions. We're not always looking for people to swoop in and fix what it is that we are doing. Sometimes we just want someone else to hear it. And for us to be able to say it out loud and say, you know what? I'm not okay today. And that's all right. That's allowed. Because if we put up statistics of every day of our life and which ones were amazing and which ones were bad and which ones were just okay, I think the just okay would probably be in the lead, because that's most days of our life. So if we can accept that sometimes life's just going to be okay, maybe you can put in perspective a little bit when it's amazing and when it's not, and recognize that it's a marathon. And maybe we could try to stop sprinting a little bit and do our best to create a space where we're okay with just okay. This isn't easy to do. We as people are designed to want to do the next thing, be better. And I talk about doing better on this podcast all the time. But part of doing better is giving yourself a break and allowing yourself to live in the concept that sometimes I'm just okay. And that's allowed. And when you're not okay, that's allowed too. It's all part of the journey. And part of the journey is figuring out how to navigate and manage those feelings and not think that you're doing something wrong if you don't feel okay. Part of it is the people that you surround yourself with. Surround yourself with people that make you feel safe. Surround yourself with people that will listen to you. Maybe not always put a solution forth, but will listen to how you feel and provide you with an opportunity to live in that I'm just okay or not. But the people around you and the way in which they make you feel, it's very important for you to be able to live in that safety of okay is just okay. And to do that, you have to pay attention.